Today is the, what's today's day? 18th of March. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful kind of white day. If you are listening in the UK, you know that it snowed yesterday and it's meant to continue snowing. So yeah, please stay safe out there. But it is pretty. It is pretty. When it falls first thing in the morning, it's pretty. After cars have driven on it, it kind of looks dirty. But hey, what can you do about it? But yes, thank you for joining me today. And today's going to be slightly different. I know on Sundays, I kind of keep it short because I know everybody's going to church. Well, not everybody, but most people are going to church. Maybe not most people. Some people are going to church and some people will be watching online or some people will literally physically be in church. But we did a live broadcast yesterday of Heart of Worship. And, you know, every Saturday, we started this from the first week of March. We kind of get together as a family and we just worship together. And it's easy for me to interact with you and you get to interact with me. And it's just nice to kind of see you guys. But I'm going to replay our session from yesterday because I think it was just so seasonal. And so I want you to sit back, relax, and worship along with us. Enjoy. But we are going to get started. We are going to enter into a time of worship. So guys, for the next 30 to 40 minutes, I just want you to block out everything. No distractions, no nothing, just between you and God this morning. Welcome to Heart of Worship. Welcome to the family. Thank you for joining us this morning to worship your King of Kings and worship your Lord of Lords. Thank you for taking this time out and setting this time out to just to worship him. Just to worship him. So wherever you are right now, just begin to lift your voice and just begin to thank him. I know we usually use Mondays on Heart of Worship as our thankful Mondays, but I want you to thank God this week because I know I need to thank God this week because this week has not been an easy week for me. It's not been an easy week for me at all, and being able to stay consistent and put out a podcast every single day, I'm so proud of myself. It's like unbelievable. Good morning. Good morning, guys. My beautiful. You guys are awesome. So I just want you to, wherever you are right now, just begin to lift up your voice. Begin to thank him. Begin to glorify him. Begin to magnify his name. Father God, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you all the adoration, Father God, because you are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords, you are the El Shaddai, you are the beginning, you are the end, you are the first and you are the last. Father God, you are everything that we will ever need. Father God, you are everything that we will ever need. Father God, there is none like you, there is none before you, and there shall be none after you. You make earth your footstool. And so Father, we glorify you because you are bigger than what we can imagine. You are bigger than what we can imagine. You are bigger than what we can ever comprehend. Who are we, oh God, that you are so mindful of us? Who are we that you are mindful of us, that you love us so much that you sent your only begotten son to die for us? Begin to lift your voice and just pray and just begin to thank him, begin to exalt him, begin to lift up sweet sounds, begin to lift up sweet sounds and begin to just tell him how much you love him. For those of you that are worshipping with us for the first time, today is the 17th of March. I'm JC May. Welcome to Heart of Worship. Welcome to Heart of Worship Live. And this is what we do every Saturday at 8 a.m. We come together as a family and we we just worship together and just have that interaction with each other. During the week, Monday, Sunday to Fridays, it's a podcast where I put out a podcast every single day where you are able to listen back and listen to it and just worship God along with me. But on Saturdays, it's extra special because I get to see who joins, I get to see you guys comment, I get to see you guys and we get to interact with each other as much as possible. So welcome to Heart of Worship for those for those joining us for the first time. Welcome to the family. So today we're just going to do what we do every day. We're just going to worship our King. And our verse of the day actually is one of my Bible verses, which I grew up on. The first Bible verse I actually ever learned, which is Psalms 23, verse 1 to 3. And it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, we shall not want. He makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside quiet waters, and he restores our soul." And so, oh gentle shepherd, help us to rest in your grace and in the confidence that you are nearby. That is our prayer today. Help us to rest in the confidence that you are nearby, and help us to rest in your grace. Father, we give you praise, we give you glory. I don't know the kind of week you've had. Good morning today on Facebook. I don't know the kind of week you've had. I don't know the kind of day you're about to have. I don't know if this week was challenging for you. I don't know if this was one of the best weeks of your life. But however this week has turned out for you, I want you to be grateful that God has seen you through. And I want you to be grateful that God brought you through another week, and that you get to see the snow that is currently falling outside here in the UK. You get to see that. You get to experience that. You get to experience life once again. So, wherever you are, just let God know how grateful you are. Just let him know how wonderful he is, how faithful, how kind, how awesome he is. And I'm especially grateful because even though I may not be at my 100 yet, I'm getting there. As it was on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. My throat still sore, but I'm here and I'm still able to worship him. I'm still able to worship him. You know, this week has taught me that in my weak moments, God is truly my strength. God is truly my strength. In my weakest moments, God is truly my strength. In my downs, God is really the person who is really lifting me up. And I want you to know that this morning, that no matter what you're going through and no matter what it is that you're facing, God is your strength. God is your strength. And he is the one that's lifting you up and raising you up of your enemies. Father, we worship you. Makatabu shendere busa katara baba basendere busekete. Mikete busha katara basendere basekete busha. Yendere busekete busha katara basendere busha. Mikete busha katara baba 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 sekete busha katara. And as we do every week, we're going to make some confessions, we're going to do some declarations, but I just want you to right now to pray. Use your worship and pray. You don't necessarily have to sing a song, you don't necessarily you don't have to raise up a song, but you can just lift up your voice. And if you have nothing to say, then just cry, oh, or just sing hallelujah. But I just want you to worship him this morning. I want you to join in with the angels and just worship your King. Because what we do here on earth is practice. This whole worship is practice. And when we get to heaven, and we're going to be doing that for eternity. And so I would like a lead spot. Hi. But I would like to be in the choir with the angels, just glorifying God. Because that was the reason why we were created. It's the reason why God created us. Sometimes it's okay to create your own words, like, Father, we love you, we glorify you, Father, we adore you, we exalt you, God, for without you, there is no me, oh God. You are my everything, oh God. Oh, how can I describe you, Lord? How can I even begin to comprehend your love? Oh, Lord, we glorify, we lift our hands. I've said this to you guys so many times, that no one can worship God like you can worship God. You are your prophet, you are your evangelist, you are your pastor, you are your minister. Only you know how to worship God the way God needs to be worshipped on your behalf. Too many times we rely on pastors, on prophets to give us a word, give us a word, give us a word. When God has already placed the word in your heart, and the only thing that you need to do is just say, God, what are you saying to me in this moment? What are you saying to me right now? And that's my prayer over you. That God, teach us how to hear your voice. Teach us how to hear your voice. Teach us how to recognize your voice. That when you speak to us, Lord, we just know exactly what to do. We know exactly what to do at that moment. Teach us the etiquette to be when we're in your presence. I honestly believe that there is an etiquette in God's presence. I honestly believe that there is a way that we behave and there's a way that we are in His presence. Yes, Lord. Oh, come breathe in me. I will rise on eagle's wing. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Lord. want you to lift your own soul to him. Yeah. Yeah. So I feel in my heart right now that a lot of you are questioning your destiny, or questioning what you're meant to do here on this earth. And I can honestly feel God saying to somebody who's watching today that if you just trust me, that God will show you exactly the steps that you need to take. Remember that our lives are here to glorify God. We are created to glorify Him. And so every day you wake up, you want to make sure that you are a blessing to somebody. And some of us sometimes don't know how to be a blessing to somebody because we don't quite understand where we're going, or we don't quite understand what path we're on right now. We don't quite understand what this year holds, and we're not quite sure how it's shaping up. And even though we might be coming to the end of the first quarter, we are still a little bit like, God, I'm not quite sure. And I can hear God say to me, if you just trust me, and know that the plans I have for you are of good and not of evil. Somebody to trust God, that God knows exactly where you're going, God knows exactly what you're meant to be doing, God knows exactly who the lives that you're meant to touch. And I don't know who this word is for, but if you just hold on to that word that says, the plans I have for you are of good and not of evil. And it's okay to go to God with questions. It's okay to go to God with questions. It's okay to go to God with questions. But just when you go to God with questions, let Him answer. And He may not answer in your typical way. He may answer to you through a form of a friend. He may answer through a still voice in your heart. He may answer through a song. But I want you to be on the lookout. I want you to be on the lookout for that answer. A lot of you will be surprised. In fact, I hear God saying that somebody on here has already knows where you're going, but it's a path that you were unexpected, because you never quite saw yourself there. You never quite saw yourself on that line of work, or that career path, or that particular journey, because you thought that you were meant to be on this. You were meant to be on A, but God is trying to put you on B. And God is just saying, just trust me. Just trust me. Just trust me. What happens when you worship, God, and He gives you a word like that, it's so easy to be able to translate it. This is somebody's song. This is somebody's song. This is somebody's song. Because as God is directing you and God is showing you where to go, you need to say to God, Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live. Every moment I'm awake. every moment I'm awake. Oh, Lord, have your way in me. Oh, my katara our prayer. Lord, I give you my heart. Lord, I give you my soul. And Lord, I want you to have your way in me. Please let him have his way. I promise you, when I started Heart of Worship, I was like, okay, God, really? Like, I have a 6-month-old. I'm a new mom. I'm just getting into my ministry, and now you want me to do Heart of Worship every day for like a full year. Who's even going to be joining me? Like, who's going to be joining me? But I'm sitting here and you guys are worshipping along with me. And I did not know. I had no clue where this is going to go. But God gave me the vision. God gave me the plan. And I'm just running with it. And so, every day I tell God, Heart of Worship, Lord, have your way. 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 Some of you need to, I hear God saying that some of you are kind of like me. You know when you're a control freak and everything has to be in place. Everything has to be in place before you take a step or you move forward. But God just wants you to let go. Let go and let God. And God is going to blow your mind this year. God is going to blow your mind this year. God is going to open doors for you that you didn't even realize were possible. Possible, possible, possible. I'm a control freak. I want, if this is blue, if you say this is blue, this has got to be blue. Like, you cannot tell me it's pink. You cannot tell me it's purple. But if I say, God, okay, I'm letting go, and God says to me, it's no longer blue, it's yellow, and I open my eyes and it's still blue, I've got to trust that God knows exactly what he's doing. I've got to trust that God knows exactly what he's doing. God is making room. God is making room for us in places that we never, ever, ever, ever thought were possible. Never thought were possible. And so I want you to join me this year. And I want you to join me on the 17th of March, 2018. I want you to join me in these confessions and declarations. And so our first confession today says, we confess that 2018 is the year of taking over. And whatever that means for you, whether it means taking over your finances, taking over your visions, taking over your family, taking back control and handing it back to God, we confess that 2018 is the year of taking over. We confess that our hands shall be lifted to possess possessions that are ordained for us. We confess that Satan and his demons have no dominion over our lives this year in the name of Jesus. No longer will we give Satan the opportunity to manipulate or put us in cycles. We're not doing that no more. We're not doing it anymore. We're not doing it anymore. We're not doing it anymore. We confess that the enemy will not triumph over us in any area of our lives. We confess that this day. Oh, Lord, we give. complicated emotion. Oh, for all you've done. Yeah, 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 yeah. Lord, we give you praise. Father God, we confess that everything around us will come under our subjection in the name of Jesus. Father God, we confess that like the children of Israel, we are coming out of the desert of humiliation, failure, and imitation into the we are coming into our promised land this year, guys. This year, 2018, no longer are we walking the desert of humiliation and failure. No longer are we walking. I refuse to continue to walk in the desert. This year, I must enter my promised land. And whatever that looks like, this year, I must enter my promised land. Father, we confess that the Lord has put everything under our feet. Everything we need in this life. For all you've done, Lord. This year, there has to be a change, guys. There has to be a change, guys. And we need to be active in that change. So our first declaration today says that I am a believer. I believe the word of God. I believe the word of God above what I can see or feel. That is our declaration this morning. I believe the word of God. I believe the word of God above what I can see and what I can feel. Our next declaration says, I am a new creation, a new species of being, a new breed in Christ. Nothing of the old is in me anymore. Everything in me is now brand new. And you know, we are in the season of where we are celebrating the resurrection of Christ. So whatever needs to resurrect in your life needs to resurrect as of this day forth. Because when God died on the cross, when Jesus died on the cross and he nailed his hands, and they nailed his hands, and God looked up and said, it is finished. Jesus meant it is finished. It is finished. It is finished. Our next declaration says, I am the Son of God. I have become God's child. I carry his DNA, and his life and his ability is in me now. I'm going to say that again. I am a Son of God. I have become God's child. I carry his DNA, and his life and his ability is in me now.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever's watching, God sees the tears in your heart. And I don't know what you're crying over, but God sees the tears in your heart. God sees them. God sees them. Our next confession is, I am called by God to do his will and his good pleasure. I have answered the call of God, and I will follow his plan for my life. I'm going to say that again. I am called by God to do his will and his good pleasure. I have answered the call of God, and I will follow his plan for my life. Thank you, Jesus. The next declaration says, I am filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit fills me with the divine power to be a witness and destroy all the works of the devil. I'm going to say that again. I am filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit fills me with the divine power to be a witness and destroy the works of the devil. Next declaration says, I am righteousness. I have been made righteous. Jesus, my Lord, took my sin and gave me his righteousness. Says, I am more than a conqueror in Christ. Jesus has already won the victory, and I now enjoy the spoils of his conquest. I'm going to say that again. I am more than a conqueror in Christ. Jesus has already won the victory, and I now enjoy spoils of his conquest. Gonna say to somebody, please do not let comparison kill you. Please do not let comparison kill you. Please do not let comparison kill your dreams. Please do not let comparison kill your vision. Please do not let comparison kill your self-esteem, because you comparing yourself to others does you no good. God is not putting you in line with others to see where you guys are at. You know how we do, and it's funny because you know how we do with babies. Like, I've realized, like, you know, my daughter's 6 months, and I have a friend whose daughter and son is 6 months, and I'll be like, oh, what's your child up to at 6 months? Is your child doing this yet? Is your child doing that yet? And we get into that habit of comparing each other. We get into that habit of comparing each other's childs or babies. And what we should be doing is allowing that baby or allowing that person to grow as they need to grow. Your step is not your neighbor's step. And your neighbor will never be able to wear the shoe like you can wear it. So please do not let comparison destroy what God has placed in you and what God has placed you on this earth to do. Because I can almost guarantee you that I would not be here today if I compared myself to every singer that I know right now. I would be sitting on my chair watching How to Get Away with Murder. And that's just the truth. Like, that's just the truth. You have to trust in your ability. You have to trust in your talent. You have to trust that what God has given you is enough for somebody else. You have to trust that. 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 You have to allow God to manifest himself in you. And God is not going to manifest himself in you if you keep comparing yourself to every Jane, to every John, to every Tom. You can't expect God to move if you're consistently looking at what your neighbor is doing. God works in mysterious ways. He really does. He really does. And God put something in you that your neighbor couldn't do. As I sit here right now, I'm thinking to myself, wow, God, I've been doing this for almost 8 weeks, consistently, every single day. Every single day, consistently, every single day. I don't know how many people I'm going to end up with on the 31st of January 2019, but I know that there will be a consistency in our worship. And I know that there will be a consistency in our praise. There has to be. There has to be. You are on your throne, for you are God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne, for you are God alone. You are God alone. From before time began. For can you imagine if David compared himself to Saul? Can you imagine if David had compared himself to Saul? There are a lot of people right now who are riding off old anointing. And it's not to say that God is taken away from them, no. But there are a lot of people God has already replaced. Not because God wants to just replace them, but because God sees the heart of man. And if somebody's heart is better to do a job for him, He's gonna take that person. You know, in the gospel scene, we do it all the time. We compare ourselves to the United States. We compare ourselves to Nigeria. We just love comparing ourselves. When we have a sound in the UK, you cannot tell me that there are no worshippers in the UK. You cannot tell me that. Too many of us need to go back to God and ask God to renew our anointing. Too many of us have to ask God to renew our anointing. Too many of us are following people who no longer have the unction to be leading people. And I know that because when I was studying the book of Saul and David, when I was studying the book of Saul and David, I realized, wow, God, a lot of us are riding on old anointing. A lot of us are riding on old anointing. A lot of us are now coming through with old anointing, speaking in your name without going back and checking, God, is this truly you? We are. And that goes for worship leaders. It goes for worship leaders. It goes for worship leaders. And that's why we have to be able to be, we have to be able to discern what is right and what is wrong, what is real and what is fake. We have to be able to discern that. I would like to think that you could see me as I am right now and you can see that my heart is for this. I'm not interested in the numbers. I'm not interested in the amount of people that join me today. If it's only 5 people that join me today, then those were the 5 people that were ordained to be with me on this particular journey. I'm happy. As long as you have the spirit of discernment, do not let 2018, do not let 2018 be the year that we continue to rely on prophets and pastors to speak over our lives. Let this be the year that you go to God on your knees and say, God, okay, what are you saying? What season are we in right now? What season are we in right now? What season are we in right now? God, where do you see us? Where do you see us right now? Right now, where do you see us? Worship has been stripped from churches. Worship has been stripped from churches. But a lot of us don't connect to God. A lot of us don't connect to God with a preacher standing on the stage for 90 minutes. Sometimes there are some Sundays where we just want to go to church and just worship Him. We just want to hear the music. We just want to, and it doesn't have to be bang, 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 bang music. But we just want to sit in an atmosphere of worship. We just want to worship God. And churches have stripped us down to 15, 20 minutes. But His presence is all around us. His presence is all around us. His presence is all around us. And so this is why I honestly believe that 2018 is the year of the worshippers. That we will gather together and we will just worship God in spirit and in truth. We will just worship Him in spirit and in truth. That none of us will be riding on old anointing. And you know what the funny thing about, you know what the funny thing about Saul and David is that I don't even think Saul was aware that God took his anointing from him. I never want to be in a position where I don't feel God's hand, that I don't feel God's anointing on me. I never want to be in a position where I cannot tell the difference as to whether God's hand is on me or whether God has taken his hand off me. I never want to ever be in that position. I never want to, because then I know, then then forget it. What's the point? What's the point? What's the point? What's the point? What is the point? If God's hand is not on me, if God's hand is not on this, then what is the point? What is the point? I hope you can see why I had decided to replay yesterday's worship session. It was just so, even as I'm listening back to it, it was everything I needed, and I hope it was everything that you needed to be able to connect to God. I'm going to ask if you can please keep sharing, keep spreading the word about Heart of Worship. It is really, truly blowing my mind what God is doing with Heart of Worship, and so I don't want anyone who's meant to be a part of this journey to be left out. So please share, please continue to tell your friends and your family about this movement. It is happening. But until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow. Bye.